Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Chris McHugh coming to you live from San Diego, California, representing the Tribe of One. I am just about to shoot out some information to my co-host today. Today, you are in luck. We have a couple of good friends of the tribe coming inbound. We've got Cody Lampe, my brother from another mother, as you all are, who joins me in a business that we work for. Primarily, that's where we met. That's how we got connected, through a business called Empower Network, which represents the freedom movement for people. And he's going to be on in a second. And we also have Elliot Allen L. Dunn coming in live from the Tribal One in Mess, Mother Earth Sanitation Salvation. This should be around a half an hour to 45-minute broadcast today. This is a great avenue for people who have questions about the show. Questions about the tribe, questions about the show, to give us a shout and get on board. Okay, let's see. I got some people calling in here. Hold on. Hello,
what's
welcome
going on,
to
brother?
The Inspiration Cast. Is this Cody?
Cody is on.
All right. Welcome, Cody. So I was just
pleasure to be
I was
here, brother.
Thanks. I was just letting everybody know. Yep, I've got Elliot calling in now. And we're going to go ahead and put out the call numbers for people to call in now. And we'll keep you on hold. So first come, first serve. If you want to call in, it's 929-477-1403. If you want to grab a pen and paper, I'll say it again in another 10 seconds or so. So how's your day going today, Cody?
My day has been absolutely beautiful. It's been relaxing. We start our morning days off with our rituals, which is really just getting in the mindset, in that mind state to have the most productive day as possible, right? So that'd be meditation, fueling up on the foods that are going to give us the most energy. And yeah, I've just been flowing with the day, man, just watching it unfold right before my eyes. And now I'm just sitting on our side porch watching the sunset. So it's been a beautiful day, man. How's your day been going,
wow,
brother?
Wow, awesome, awesome. I've got some really good news. I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago, I really got fired up. I had a friend of mine who was incarcerated. He just had a slip up. I say friend of mine, he's a guy I met through Facebook, actually, which just shows the power of social networking if you really apply it. And I just got word from him. He's the guy I was having trouble get a hold of. And I recorded a couple of videos just flipping out of how difficult it is for people in prison to get word from the outside. But it actually ended up working out great. This gentleman in particular was incarcerated for, I think, 2 months or 4 months. I think it was 2 months. And he became a preacher inside the prison, and people started calling him Reverend and stuff. It's a riot.
Wow.
Yeah, powerful stuff.
Yeah.
So it's still waiting.
That's
on
amazing.
Elliot. Still waiting on Elliot. So why don't you let us know what's your experience with the Tribal One so far? What's your feeling so far? It's about a month in now, right?
Yeah, something like that, man. I've been lost in the journey, but I do believe that everything is falling into place exactly how it should have. And I do believe that our collective consciousness has been seeking out something like the Tribe of One, just to always be surrounding yourselves with that positivity, education, always growing, right? And I think that's what we're all seeking, something like the Tribe of One. And it's an inspiration. It's magical what the tribe members have came up with, and just branching off different projects, and truly coming together as a community, I feel like it's very powerful because we're unified, just bringing the peace, love, honor, and, you know, honesty. It's been beautiful, brother.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Cody. I mean, I'm seeing people come out of their shell, do things that I never, like, that I'm just confident that they're just not used to doing. I've been told that, like, I never do stuff like this.
Yeah.
And I think that's just so powerful to see those kind of transformations happening because we're all working together to make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
like we're all,
bro.
People feel like they have that support. They feel like they're ready, you know?
Yeah, bro. I do believe that the Tribe of One has attracted so many beautiful light workers that that have a purpose. And this is where we can truly come together as one and just share our visions and all help each other out manifest our dreams because that's what we're here to do, man.
Absolutely. So I've got somebody on the line here. Is this Elliot?
This is.
Hey, brother, how are you?
I am very well. How are you?
Awesome. So I thought what we could do, since Cody and I have been chatting for the last, I don't know, several minutes or so, what I thought we could do is just open up the line, see if we get any traffic, anybody calling in with questions about your involvement, and then as they jump in line, we'll go ahead and, as they're jumping in line, we'll go ahead and talk to you now about your experience. Welcome, Elliot Dunn. Fellow tribe member and an activist, I'll call you, because you take action on a daily basis. Why don't you get started by giving us a little bit of background about you? In the meantime, guests, you can call in at 929-477-1403. Again, that's 929-477-1403. So go ahead, Elliot. Why don't you give us some background about you?
Well... That's always a difficult question. I was born in Newfoundland, so it's a small community of itself. So I get the whole how important it is to have good community, positive community around you, and people have your back. But I was always very spiritually aware beyond what our society's rules and regulations, everything seems to be that everybody else goes by. And it was struggling for me pretty much my entire life because I didn't understand why no one else was seeing and feeling these things. But with this awakening and the collective consciousness growing, it took me along a very very intense and troubling trials and tribulations. But it's led me up here now with the Tribe of One. And I'm 27 years old, and I'm finally feeling like I'm being myself again since I was 3. And I could just communicate with people on like minds and not feel, judged or scared in a sense. You know, because there's so many judgmental people and stuff out there. And
I can't agree with you more. And can you give me an idea of what it feels like to be one of the, maybe I'm defining you in the way that it's not appropriate, but it sounds to me like it would be that you're one of the founding members of the Tribe of One. At least you were one of the originals. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I met you through the Alan Watts group, and then we were in, the light workers, and then you created the Tribe One, and I followed with you there, and yeah, I was there since the beginning as well. I wasn't extremely active as what I have been now, right at the beginning, but, you know, everyone has their own. You know.
Oh. Sorry about that. I'll go ahead and mute that. So continue. Sorry, Elliot.
That's okay. I wasn't extremely active at first. Because, it was just getting started, and I was still figuring some other my own stuff out, following my own intuition. But yeah, getting more active now and seeing all the people and stuff growing in it, and our projects and stuff coming from it, it's just the term like-minded individuals really gives a full picture when you come to the Tribe of One and you see what that actually means, you know?
Right. We have somebody on the line, Elliot. Do you mind if we take a caller?
No, go ahead.
All right, just bear with me 1 second here. I'm just going to save your name here. All right, caller. All right, we got line one. Who's calling? Hello, welcome to the Monday Inspiration Cast. Is someone there? All right, looks
hey,
like we might
Danielle.
Have... Oh, hey, Danielle, how are you?
Amazing. How are you guys?
Good, good. So this is Danielle. This is Cody's better half. Or at least partner for the time being. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
So we were just discussing with Elliot his involvement in MESS, the Mother Earth Sanitation Salvation Project. And yeah. I thought it would be actually better, Danielle, since you just called in, why don't you go ahead and ask Elliot the next question about what it's like being one of the founding members and active in kind of what it's like to run a, you know, what would you call your group, Elliot? An activist group?
Well, yeah, I guess we're taking action and initiative to put our physical time and also emotional and mental time towards helping Mother Earth. Well, our project is to pick up trash and show people that there's trash that needs to be picked up, or you know, don't put it down to begin with. But it extends further than that. You know, it's we're talking about recycling, gardening, composting, major things going around the world that need attention to. How can we maybe solve them? Just getting discussion and focus on our planet, our actual one home that we all actually have together, you know.
I think this is fantastic. Does anybody else have a question for Elliot? Danielle, did you have a question for him?
Not yet. I'll think of one.
All right. Well, I wanted to ask you, Elliot, how many times have you been out since you started the project?
Maybe 9 or 10 times. I haven't recorded every single time and posted online, but I take walks down to the river every day, and there's usually some trash. So.
Nice. I'm curious, how many people do you have currently out and about actively picking up trash at this point?
Right now, it just seems to be a little handful. There's the four of us that have started it, so Evan Boone, Dylan Cease, and Andy Antez, and myself. But I talked to some people just through private messaging and stuff too, and they communicate or say like, I was picking up trash today, or I saw this. But we don't have a whole lot of people physically sharing onto the project page on Facebook right now, but there are definitely good 6-7 maybe people that's being really active right now.
That's huge, though. That's huge, right? Cody, what are your thoughts on this as far as this group and, like, 7 people and what? How many weeks has it been now, Elliot?
Oh, I'm actually not quite sure about the time. Maybe
it's
just
been, like,
a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, right, exactly. 1 or 2 weeks, you have 7 people out there picking up trash. That's unbelievable. Cody, you have anything to add at all, brother?
Yeah, I do truly believe that it is unbelievable because I also share that same passion to bringing this planet, you know, to thrive. And a project like this, the power of social media and what you got going on with MESS is, it's inspiring and it's beautiful and it's just the power of connecting with like minds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's beautiful. I'm very passionate about the same and I'd love to become more active within MESS.
Yeah, Elliot, can we get you to say those names again of the active members that are currently really going out of their way? We'd love to give them a shout out.
Okay, well, our four of us have created the project. It was myself and Evan Boone, Dylan Cease, and Andy Entez. But also
Deanna.
We also got Deanna Trujillo. Oh my gosh.
I do the same thing.
She's been active and sharing beautiful scenery and picking up trash. I know my friend Nicole Pittman. She's posted a few things, and we got Patty's last name has escaped me currently. Butler.
Patty
Butler,
right? Oh, wonderful! Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She shared some things. So yeah, that's it. And yeah.
It's awesome. I really appreciate you coming on, Elliot, and you know, chatting about it. Where can people find out about MESS so that they can get involved if they're interested in getting involved?
All right, now we just have our Facebook page, which is just MESS, M-E-S-S Project, Mother Earth Sanitation Salvation.
Perfect. All right, well, that's pretty much it for me as far as the questions. I just wanted you to get some exposure on what's going on over there at MESS and kind of get your feedback as far as where you see where do you see this going as far as, like, the capabilities of the Tribal One and people taking on projects and things like that. Have you given that any consideration? Is this the only project you're going to be doing, or are you getting even more ambitious? Elliot?
Oh, I have all kinds of ideas all the time, but... definitely right now the MESS one is it's so simple and obvious that it was instantly something to hop on, and it needs a lot of attention and passion. But I have some writing and some like magazine ideas that I'm still working on. They're obviously bigger projects, so it's taking some time to like fully organize and figure that out. But I can see so many other people mentioning things. We got Deanna's Random Acts of Kindness. We got Katie explaining the Tribe Report, which is explaining major events going on around the world that need other attention to as well. And I know there's thousands of people in the group, and everybody has like-minded and our hearts are connected. There's so many other things that people can do, even if it's a little project. People will want to hop on it. They just got to see that other people are speaking their minds and sharing what's in their hearts, and it's going to attract the rest of their hearts and their ideas, and they're going to feel more confident in expressing themselves and giving their ideas.
I couldn't agree with you more. How do you feel about that, Cody?
Oh, dude, I'm so on it. That's awesome. Like, it just inspires me, and I honestly just want to get to know you more, Elliot, you know? You told us a little bit about your beginning of your journey, but maybe can you go deeper into maybe your journey maybe after high school or coming into your awakening process or any experiences that you've had?
Well, when I was smaller, around the ages of 7, 8, I was actually seeing entities. There was a giant grizzly bear in my room. My mother was trying to put me to sleep, and I'm screaming and pointing at this giant beast in the corner, and she doesn't see it. And I saw, like, a snake come out of my couch, and portals opening, and fields, and people, and flashes of light, stuff running through it. By the time I was maybe 14, I stopped seeing these things, but I was always aware, but I didn't know. I didn't really have anybody to talk about it. And then with society's issues of needing to be labeled and judged and followed in suit, I had a lot of difficulties trying to find my place or where I belonged in high school, and it led me down the road of drugs and addiction for 7 years, and it was just really intense. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Your story is powerful, brother.
Elliot's been through hell, I think. I think most of us have been through quite a bit if we're in this group. I have this theory that a lot of us are just old souls, been through a lot, you know?
Yeah, you got to, though. You got to get a reminder of where you were in order to know where you are.
Amen. So as far as inspiration... I really I recorded a video today, and it really, for me, has been a recurrent theme that I think we need to remind people quite frequently. And that concept that I'd like to kind of bring up is the idea of surrounding yourself by people that praise you for just who you are and lift you up and encourage you versus the kind of people that can sometimes keep you the way you are and encourage you to do that too. Does anybody want to take this one and run with it?
Oh, I want to run with it just for a quick minute. Because in my journey, just like 3 years ago, I was actually working at a job. And one of my only friends at the time was working there for me or with me. And it comes directly to that surrounding yourself with positivity, because I truly wasn't. And this guy, he was one of my friends at the time, was trying to give me advice about my relationship or about my finances when he himself was struggling himself, divorced, not happy, just kind of stuck with his life. And that's just what came to mind, because now I truly only want to surround myself, my energy, my time with people who love me, who lift me up, who inspire me, who aren't afraid to get me a little uncomfortable, because that's where the magic happens, right? So that's all I wanted to run with that.
That was awesome, Cody. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, that's really what it is, isn't it? Like, being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, being a personal trainer for quite some time and coming to the realization that, you know, a good coach is comfortable making their clients uncomfortable so that they can get things that they never got before. And I think that sometimes we miss that oftentimes when we're in uncharted territory, it can be lonely until we find our tribe of people that can relate with us. Can you touch on that, Elliot, at all?
Sorry, the phone cut out for a second there. What was the question?
I was just touching on the idea that, you know, for a long time, at least in my life and maybe even in people's lives that are listening or tuning in, that there is this idea that it's really hard to find people that are just like you. And I think, you know, I'm in my 30s. I'm in my mid-30s and about to have my first child. So for me, I kind of like to think I have an idea who I am. And now I'm making choices to surround myself by the people that I feel are best for me and my highest self. But I was just making a point that there's quite a few people that maybe aren't in a position to do that, or they feel like it's not even possible to find people like them. Can you relate with that at all?
Oh yeah, no, most definitely. I had trouble. I was switching different groups and my friends constantly all the time. I mean, well, I'm a Pisces also, so we kind of just naturally end up flowing and moving. But I was always feeling like a search. Like, I would find people, like, okay, we have this thing in common, and this is cool. But it would only be that one thing. It was like nothing else was clicking, and it would move on to another group of friends. And it was just always difficult, because it's like you have like minds, but you also don't at the same time, because you're not – if you don't really know who you are and rooted in the center – so that you're emitting your true frequency out, you're not going to attract other people who's in that true frequency either. So if you're lost within yourself and looking for other like-minded individuals, you're going to find other individuals that are also lost themselves, but they're not lost.
Oh, no.
You know?
So in other words, well, the blind leading the blind.
Yeah. So yeah, it definitely comes down to, if you don't think that you can find other individuals like yourself, then you're not going to. But also, if you don't find who you are inside, you're not going to find other people that know who they are either. It's all about the frequency that you admit within yourself.
Wow, that's super interesting. And while it's not brand new news for me, I'm sure there are some people tuning in that are listening that may be kind of a new concept for them. Would you expand upon that a little bit, Elliot?
Sure. Well, basically what I say that you emit a frequency, the base of that is in your heart. Your heart is the strongest organ, electromagnetic organ in your body. It has a 60 times greater amplitude and 5,000 times greater electromagnetic field than the brain. And it communicates.
Wow.
Yeah, it communicates to the brain and the body through the nervous system, hormones produced in it, biomechanical info via your blood pressures, the energetic info from the electrical and electromagnetic fields around it. You know, it has 40,000 sensory neurons in it. It is a little brain. So when you get out of your head and into your heart, which is your center, which is who you truly are, your emotions and everything, that's when it emits out of where you are living too. And it also, I believe I read somewhere that the cells in a petri dish, if you put the cells of a human heart in with other cells of other animals, they'll all communicate and end up beating together. But if you put other brain cells of other creatures in a petri dish, nothing happens. The heart is where everything is connected to, and that's where your frequency goes up.
Cody, is this news to you? This is interesting to me.
That was definitely very fascinating. The only thing I've heard was our heart is actually more intelligent and has more intelligence than a cat. Our heart is powerful beyond measure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's super exciting. So as far as where you see the tribe going, I mean, we're up to 3,800 members now. We've got two major groups and an affiliation through me, at least, with the Enviro Project and a few other people that are kind of on the fence or close to joining forces or in some cases have already joined forces. Where do you see this going, guys? Like, as far as a year from now, what is the potential of the Tribe One coming together, do you think?
Well, I believe that the Tribe of One will be well known all over the world, and there will be events of tribes coming together all over the world. So I love to dream big, and I see the Tribe of One just impacting so many people's lives around the world and leaving a shift in humanity with all the different projects and just the community and the people that are running with us. It's just beautiful.
I agree. How do you feel about it, Elliot?
I agree with Cody. It's like the Tribe of One, you have to think of it like the seed of an acorn, and we're expanding now and getting our little branches with all these little projects, but it's going to continue to grow. And more people are going to get involved either with these groups or get their own. And outside of the group, because right now we're all literally focused in Facebook and communicating through that, but we're interacting from there out into the physical world where we meet other people. Other people are going to ask questions or get introduced to it, and then we'll probably meet other tribe things or other people will get ideas to start their own tribes and communicate with ours, and they'll have their own projects. That's just naturally how everything grows in general. So it makes complete sense, and it's showing that that's what's happening in the Tribe of One now.
I couldn't agree more. And you know, I want to peel back the curtain a little bit and mention that, has anybody else seen some incredible synchronicities since they've started with the Tribe of One and started interacting with people from the tribe with love, only love and positivity?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Synchronicity every second of the day connections that I've made.
I mean, because that's quite a statement there, Mr. Lampy.
Well, it's just looking at the bigger picture of everything is moving in motion with synchronicity in every single moment. So with the connections that I've personally made within the Tribe of One and the people who I've personally inspired, I mean, it's a magical feeling to then pay it forward, right? And it's just a huge flower of life. Everyone's connected in one way or another, so
I'm feeling that too. Elliot, what's been your experience?
Well, first of all, the people or that I've met from there are the most biggest synchronicity, and we keep having synchronicities within each other. Like the four brothers that I've started to mess with, funny enough, we all seem to be, our zodiac signs are each of the four elements, so we seem to balance each other, and you can see that when we all communicate with each other in a group chat every morning and say good morning and say good night, and we just flow with each other. And also, like Micah, I've met from the Tribe of One, and still trying to work on getting her up here to be my roommate and stuff, but there's been in crazy synchronicities there. And just even little things, like something I'm thinking or wondering about, and I wonder if anybody else is thinking or feeling it too, and you just, like, hop online, you see somebody is talking about it, and you're like, bam,
yes.
Synchronicity right there.
Exactly.
You know?
Have you guys noticed that you, like, that whereas, and this may be a little bit nebulous to some people, but whereas people used to be background noise and you used to notice there'd be like maybe like you'd see like 200 people like while you were browsing Facebook and you might notice a handful of them. Now when you're browsing, like you have almost a story behind almost every person in the tribe that you've met so far. Does that happen to you? Or are you guys still meeting people? Because I like when I'm on there, I have a personal story for almost every person that's on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories being told. Some people are just saying hello and spreading, love and genuine authenticity. But there's definitely quite a few whose background is out there now. It shows, like, a true, like, connection and trust, you know, within each other.
That's a powerful word, isn't it? Because it's kind of what's missing in our community at large when you go into a city. There's just no trust established or built. So there is a coldness, isn't there? Like when you're just walking around the city. At least that's been my experience. I'm super excited for the future of the tribe. And I think what's the most one of the most impressive concepts of the tribe so far, which I'll take some credit for, but I share it with everyone, is that we really have, it seems, mitigated the idea of having just a one leader operation. I think part of it being the fact that I want to encourage everyone to take ownership in the tribe and start projects of their own. Can you touch on that, Cody? Any feelings about that? The magic of the tribe not having just one leader?
There's not truly just one leader, because I know the purpose of your heart and soul, Chris, is to just spark up the gift or enlighten anyone to step into their truest expression of self. And that does take, maybe in some cases, becoming a leader within yourself. So, I mean, we can praise whoever we desire, but there's not truly some kind of leader or dictator running this whole thing. Everyone is becoming one in oneness with their vision and their heart and soul. And I'm not sure too much to go upon that, besides just becoming a leader ourselves, because we can only lead ourselves to our dreams with help of others, right?
Right. Now, Ilya, did you have any feedback as far as your experience so far, as far as how things are working, as far as the idea that there isn't one leader in particular running the group, but it's almost a libertarian kind of organization. What's your feeling about it?
Oh, I definitely feel there's no leaders in the sense of there's one person ahead, like a form of a hierarchy, but there is leaders in the sense that we are leading into unity and leading into greater things. And the word leader is, you know, to move forward. So we're all leaders, just working on our own personal levels of where we are at, but we're all working up to the oneness of which is still diversity, because you can't have a back of a coin without a front of a coin. You can't have space without matter. So everybody is a leader already. They just are still finding out what part they wish to play in the big role of things because they're still gathering up their tools and information within themselves.
Right, right. And then as far as moving forward, and when you see somebody who's maybe saying to themselves, I'm not a leader and I don't consider myself a leader, and if this group's only for leaders, then I don't see that in myself. Could you, Elliot, give some guidance to that person that doesn't necessarily have a lot of stake in their own abilities or in, you know, because I've seen a few people that say that they just don't feel like they have very much to add. Would you speak to those individuals from your perspective? Because I know you've got such a sweet perspective on this type of thing.
Well, no, most definitely. I've only been very confident in myself to even like have conversations like this within the past year, because I never ever would have seen myself as a leader. I had like these bad mental habits of constantly being down on myself for the first 25, 26 years of my life. And I have so many other friends and stuff too that's just like, they don't feel like they can amount up to something, or they don't feel like they can give good ideas. But if you were to sit down and have a conversation with yourself or with these people on just and any other average day, you could see and these brilliant ideas and light that comes out of them, and it's needing to reflect in and see that for themselves and know that you can expand on that, because it's the hierarchy, it's the mental habit of having a hierarchy of thinking, oh, well, you have this really good idea and this energy, and I feel lost and alone, so obviously I can't amount up to what you are. But that's not true at all. The reason that anybody is a leader or is on some level of finding themselves is because there are people who are still lost. And these two go together and work as one, because you can't have nobody will be promoting anything to try to get people to join if there wasn't people that are looking for places to join, and vice versa.
Well said, so, well said. Now, what are your feelings on salvation, the word salvation? Do you feel like that word is applicable here in this part of the conversation?
Sure, like salvation within yourself.
Yes.
You know, I don't know.
Like right thinking. Could you describe? We've identified the idea of having negative habits. Would you describe kind of how you overcame this behavior and now kind of give us an idea of how you think now about yourself?
Well, I started noticing that despite of hitting rock bottom several times over and over, I still somehow managed to find a way out of somewhere, or someone would give me love and guidance. So I started telling myself, okay, I know how to do something, or the universe will give me a sign. And I started just relying on that little tiny bit. But focusing on that amplified, and I realized, wait, it's the way that I think that's directing these things. So I started telling myself and giving myself more information. I am fine. I will figure this out. I can do this. And at first, it was that voice in the back of my head still being like, you're being silly. You're just saying stuff to yourself in the mirror. But I got better at shutting it out and being like, that's just in my head. But I am saying out loud that I am able to do this. And I'm much more comfortable and don't stress out over things and have more confidence. And
that's powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So affirmations, disciplined thinking, mindfulness.
Speaking your vision into existence, what you desire.
Yeah. And would you say, Elliot, that there's any limitation to this experience for you, or would you say you're still on the journey and you're figuring it out?
I would say that there's no such thing as limits.
I love it.
when you kind of think that there is a limit or that there's an end to it, but when you do reach a certain point, you're just kind of like, well, wait, I got from there to here, so is there a here to somewhere else? Of course there is. There's always more. The only constant in life is change And you can keep changing yourself and getting better even by the littlest thing, you know, little habits of learning not to bite your fingernails even, you know, whatever it is that you wish. There are all these little tiny things that build up to a big thing, and there's no limit ever.
Mm.
I hate to contradict you, Elliot, but I have to say there is a constant in the universe besides change, and it is love. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, love... Yeah.
Love changes too, though. Love is unchanging, but at the same time does have cycles, does it not? It does. So
yeah, love. I guess love is change if you think about it, because it is constant, because it's the energy, it's the source of energy, but it's
right.
a moving energy. So it's
oh
change.
Wow, mind blown.
That was
crossed
magical.
The wires there, Elliot. So, Elliot, thank you so much. We're going to wrap up in about 3 minutes. Cody and I have a little wrap-up conversation we're going to have. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your light with us and with the tribe. Any last words for the tribe for this week to get them inspired for this week, Elliot?
You guys are extremely awesome. You are this incredible being that is moving about and learning things, and you can do anything that you want to put your mind to. And if you feel like you need a reach out of some information or some love to help you along with anything, even if it's just you just want to feel good to be lifted up for the day, reach out to the tribe. The tribe is here for that.
Awesome. Elliot, thank you
Beautiful.
So much. Elliot Dunn with MESS, Mother Earth Sanitation Salvation, going around cleaning up the world for our benefit and yours. We are one, so one the same. Thank you, Elliot, for joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll hope to have you back on again soon.
Yes.
Appreciate
you,
Elliot.
You guys have a wonderful evening. Thank you for having me.
You too, brother. All right. Good night. So, all right, Cody, we've got big, moving on to big plans. We've got a great opportunity. You and I, we meet every Monday night for our own podcast with a group of individuals that we're involved with. Would you give our listeners an insight into our opportunity, what we got going on?
Of course, brother. So me and Chris, we've been open to receive from the universe this amazing opportunity of like-minded individuals coming together for the vision of freedom, for our families, for humanity, and that's what we do every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. We come together on a call, and we connect with people who are living that freedom lifestyle, who are just leaving an impact in people's lives around the world through their inspiration, through education, through their businesses in general. So we're coming together, we're learning, we're growing, we're expanding our consciousness. What you got to
awesome.
Piggyback off of that, Chris?
Awesome. Thanks, Cody. Yeah. So we've got about 90 seconds left in the program, so I'm just going to make this really short and sweet. For anybody in the tribe that's hearing, listening now, that's looking to expand your horizons, getting involved with a community within a community, we would love to have you join us on a call. We're going to be jumping on that call in about 15 minutes. If you're interested, hit us up with a personal message. If you're catching this radio talk show after the date that it's posted, you can always hit up myself or Cody, whoever you more comfortable shouting out to, and we will get you, we'll at least meet with you. It's not an opportunity for everybody. I'm going to put that out there right now. We're looking for specific people to work with, but I'm sure if you're listening to this, you're just that kind of person. I want to thank you all for tuning in this week. I want to thank my co-host, Cody Lampe.
Thank
Hello,
you,
buddy.
Hello.
and I want to say thank you, tribe. Peace, love, trust, and namaste. Please continue to tune in. Tell your friends. Tell everybody about us. We try to keep it positive and interesting. Have a great night, everybody. Namaste.
Love and light, guys.